would be a disservice to Jesus not to love ourselves after all he went through for me and you. God elevated us by loving us. Jesus elevated us by dying for us. The Holy Spirit elevates us by living inside of us. Keep God first and be your best self. Don't give negative words from others power over you. Let God change you from a caterpillar into a butterfly. Just a reminder, the best is yet to come.
My contact information has changed. My email address is rosyh615@gmail.com. My telephone number is 318-442-6011. Thank you. God bless.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
As Jesus was going about his earthly ministry, those of you who are Bible readers know that the opposition to Jesus began to increase.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And as in our Sunday school lesson this morning, and in the text that I'm going to talk about, as the opposition began to increase, Jesus began to teach in what we call parables.
All right.
He's going to think around so they know how much he was stepping on my toes this morning when he was teaching Sunday school this morning. And we get around the 9th chapter and then the 10th chapter of the book of Luke, we find that not only did Jesus begin to teach in parables, we find that he sent out 70, I'm going to call them disciples, witnesses, and told them to go out, and I want you to go into all the towns. If you go into a town and somebody greets you, I want you to greet that person. But if you go into that town and they don't greet you, praise God, and treat you bad. In other words, he said, I want you to leave that pound, shaking the very dust off of your feet. He began to tell those disciples, he said, I'm sharing some things with you that only kings wish that they knew. He said, I'm sharing some things with you that only kings and princes and folks of high authority, praise God, wish to know. While he was doing that, that was a young lawyer. Oh, I'm in the 10th chapter. Luke was telling them, he said, this young lawyer walked up and asked him, he said, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus told him, see, what is written in the law, he said, that thou love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. But you know how lawyers are, they're keen mind, they're quick-witted, and lawyer fired back at Jesus in order to try to justify himself. He asked Jesus a question. Who is my neighbor? Now you can turn to my text. Luke chapter 10, verse 30. Jesus began to share this parable with this young lawyer. Jesus answered and said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho, fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment, wounded him, departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance came down a certain priest that way. When he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise, a Levite, when he was at the place, in other words, he looked at him, came and he looked on him, praise God, and then he passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. And when he saw him, he had compassion on him and went to him, bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, set him on his own beast, brought him to an inn, and said, take care of him. And on the morrow when he departed, he took out 2 pence. According to what translation that you have, some translations say a denaro. Yeah. Praise God. And he, praise God, took those 2 pence out and gave them to the host and said unto the host, take care of him. And whatsoever thou spendest more, he said, when I come again, I will repay. Jesus looked at that young lawyer and he said, now, which now of these three? Talking about Pharisees, talking about the priest.
Yeah, that's right.
Talking about the Levite and the Samaritan.
Yes, sir.
He said, now, which of these three, thinketh thou was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? The young lawyer looked at Jesus and said, well, the one who showed compassion on him. Jesus looked at this lawyer and said, "Lawyer, now you have passed the bar exam. Go and do likewise." Can I talk to you all for a minute about the Jericho Road? Most of the members in here have been here for a long time. Remember that sermon? Praise God. I believe that was the first sermon I ever preached in Second Union, but I preached it one way there, but it won't be preached that way today. Praise God, because as we mature and as things evolve in life, God will enhance, praise God, that which he has already given to us. I just gave you that little parable. We looked at a parable this morning, but I just gave you that parable. Can I take this parable and put it in precise focus for us today? In other words, in form of a question, what happens to us when we walk that Jericho Road? See, this road takes on its name according to the direction that we are traveling. Praise God, if we were on our way to Jericho, it takes on the name of the Jericho Road. But if you are on your way to Jerusalem, it will take on the name of the Jerusalem Road. But as we look at this traveler, praise God, we see that this traveler was on his way to Jericho. Can I just tell you a few things about Jericho so that I can set the stage?
Yeah, preach, Pastor.
Jericho was a city whose name really was Moon City. In other words, the moon was the lesser light, praise God. And the thing about things that happen in the moon cities, praise God, everything that you wanted, now let me put it like this, anything that you wanted, any time of the day, any time of the night, praise God, it takes place in a moon city. Praise God. I'm going to fix it up. Brother Hayes, you think you're laughing now, but I'm going to fix it for you. Look, in Jericho, you could have found anything that you wanted. Any time of the day, any time of the night, you could find anything that you want. It started to remind me of the city that I was born in, city of New Orleans. You could go to New Orleans. Praise God. Any time of the day and any time of the night, and you could find anything if you want. If you're looking for drugs, you can find them. If you're looking for women, you can find them. If you're looking for alcohol, you can find them. Praise God. If you're looking for a Mickey, you can find it. Any time of the day or any time of the night. Jericho was that type of city. Praise God. History tells us that it was a beautiful oasis. Praise God. It had a tropical climate. Praise God. It was so beautiful. Praise God, that the Roman general Pompey, he camped there one night. And they tell us that, praise God, that Caesar bought this city for Cleopatra. So you know it had to be a beautiful place. Praise God, surrounded by palm trees. Amen. Geographically, Jericho was located 5 miles west of the Jordan, 7 miles north of the Dead Sea. And it sat some 800 feet below sea level. Praise God. You see, Jericho at that time, today, represented one of the lowest points. Praise God.